Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, discussing the latest threats, trends, and strategies for keeping your digital life secure. An investigation is currently in progress in France concerning a potential Russian connection to Stars of David graffiti seen in Paris. French officials believe Russia is using digital campaigns to intentionally incite controversy related to these incidents. These graffiti depictions of Stars of David at different locations in Paris have sparked outrage and stirred the community. French authorities suggest that Russia might have orchestrated a digital campaign to enhance the disputes surrounding these graffiti events. The intention behind this presumed Russian intrusion is still not determinable, but France insists that these deeds were intended to incite tensions and sow discord within the nation. This accusation against Russia brings a new layer of intricacy to the already tense relationship between the two countries. France's authorities are now assembling evidence and trying to establish a more defined image of Russia's participation in these events. The incidents of the Stars of David graffiti, along with Russia's alleged interference, have accentuated the escalating worries regarding the misuse of digital platforms to manipulate public opinion and provoke dissent. As the investigation unfolds, the emphasis will be on revealing the reality behind these deeds and holding the accountable parties responsible. In the recent developments from Israel, the sounding alarms in central Israel and reports of indefinite security impositions over Gaza have stirred concern for the region's security situation. These anxieties are heightened by further activations of missile sirens on Israel's northern border. However, a recently surfaced video of neutralized military vehicles challenges the reported strength of Israel's control over Gaza, depicting a more precarious hold than previously indicated. The Israel-Gaza conflict has drawn comparisons to the popular online game PUBG, reflecting its chaotic and unpredictably intense nature. Here, the players engage in rigorous virtual battles within an underground city similar to the uneasy atmosphere prevalent in the region. In other news, the Jewish community in Cleveland is emphasizing safety and preparedness. They're initiating training aimed at equipping individuals with essential skills to ensure safety and save lives during the critical period between an armed attack and the arrival of first responders. Such a proactive approach highlights the pivotal role of readiness and resilience during uncertain times. In recent developments reported on Google News, Google Ads has come under scrutiny due to its use as a platform to disseminate Trojanized CPU-Z apps embedded with information-stealing malware. Concurrently, the use of ads for the distribution of a similar CPU-Z app hosting the Redline malware highlights the recurring issue of securing app downloads. On a brighter note, Google has initiated a novel video series that delves into the cybersecurity world and its ethical quandaries. This program is centered on familiarizing users with the intricate nature of cybersecurity. In the meantime, a few hiccups have been reported across the cybersecurity landscape. Infrastructure and website security giant Cloudflare fell victim to a distributed denial-of-service DDoS attack led by Anonymous Sudan. This resulted in an extensive outage, causing Google error messages to be displayed to users. Looking towards the future, Google Cloud has publicized a report that details potential cyber threats expected to surface in 2024, such as generative AI-based attacks and innovative malware tactics executed by nation-states. The forecast underscores the necessity for consistent evolution and readiness to face these potential cybersecurity challenges. Additionally, a recent incident has raised questions about data privacy on Google Drive. A user's file was marked by Google for breaching their terms of service, sparking a dialogue on the protection and privacy of user data within Google's ecosystem. For more updates, stay connected with Google News. Microsoft has recently reported on the Iran-Israel cyber conflict, noting that Iranian cyberattacks on Israel did not coincide with a Hamas attack. Instead, these occurred after the conflict had already begun. This counteracts previous assumptions, as the attacks were previously described as improvised and the Iranian hackers were considered unprepared for the initial Hamas assault. Further into the conflict, Microsoft has questioned the severity of the Iranian cyberattacks on Israel, suggesting the reported intensity could be overblown due to the timely nature of these opportunistic attacks. Microsoft has also shed light on common cybersecurity threats, specifically highlighting code injection techniques. These techniques allow attackers to hide harmful code within legitimate processes, emphasizing the need for individuals and corporations to remain alert to such threats. Fortunately, recent advancements have been made in Microsoft software with the unveiling of Windows 11. This new software introduces innovative cybersecurity features, particularly tailored towards healthcare technology. These new measures aim to enhance the protection of patient data and reinforce cybersecurity in healthcare settings. Despite this advancement, a recent incident revealed the potential for Windows security flaws. limited attacks have been reported that exploit a zero-day vulnerability in SysAid software. The aftermath saw the deployment of Clop ransomware on corporate servers. Therefore, users are encouraged to apply necessary patches promptly to protect themselves from new zero-day ransomware exploits. Additionally, Windows 11 Update 23H2 has been reported to compromise users' IMAP credentials, underscoring the importance of keeping up with security patches and being careful when using updated software releases. Ultimately, Windows 11 carries forward the legacy of IBM and Microsoft in providing advanced cybersecurity features for healthcare organizations. These enhancements aim to address the growing challenges faced by healthcare settings, ensuring the safeguarding of patient data and protecting vital systems from potential cyber threats. OpenAI has experienced significant disruptions in its ChatGPT services due to recurrent DDoS attacks. These attacks have not only caused persistent outages that impaired the functionality of ChatGPT, but also impacted other services provided by OpenAI, affecting its popularity and usage. These cyber attacks, which began on November 8, have been linked to Kremlin-associated hackers in Russia, while an anonymous group named Sudan has also claimed responsibility for a major Layer 7 DDoS attack on ChatGPT services. In response to this, OpenAI initiated a strategic dataset sharing project designed to enhance its models and services. Simultaneously, concerns are emerging around potential privacy risks associated with using large language models such as ChatGPT on rented GPUs. This has led to renewed scrutiny regarding information rental service providers can access and whether they log the original prompts used to generate responses. In the latest ICBC news, China's cybersecurity sector is becoming prominent as it seeks to develop in-house solutions amidst the ongoing technological rivalry with the U.S. The U.S. trading arm of ICBC, China's largest and the world's largest bank, was recently impacted by a ransomware attack. The incident compelled the bank to resort to trading via USB sticks, subsequently leading to disruptions in the U.S. Treasury market. Despite the setback, ICBC successfully managed to contain the ransomware spread, ensuring the Treasury market trades were not significantly impacted. Investigations revealed that a cyber gang called Lockbit was behind the attack. They have targeted multiple global companies, resulting in industry-wide disruptions. The cyber attack specifically affected fixed income and equity transactions within the U.S. Treasury market. As the world's largest bank, ICBC is now primarily concentrated on recovery and minimizing losses from the ransomware attack. Notably, the impact was reasonably limited, and rebuilding efforts are in progress. The incident has sparked interest and scrutiny from global regulators and traders of ICBC's cybersecurity measures. This event underscores the critical need for robust cyber defenses within the financial sector. Despite facing substantial challenges, ICBC is striving to rectify the situation and mitigate the effects on the financial market. The situation pinpoints the persistent risk of cyber attacks and the necessity for unwavering vigilance in cybersecurity. Mandiant, a cybersecurity unit of Google LLC, has called attention to a significant occurrence in the cybersecurity landscape. The organization has discovered a novel and highly consequential cyber attack on an energy facility in Ukraine, which took place in October 2022. This event coincided with missile offensives in the region, heightening its impact. Conducted by Russian hackers, the assault led to a power outage in Ukraine, marking an important development linked with the Sandworm Advanced Persistent Threat (APT) group. With documented affiliations to Russian cyber espionage, the Sandworm APT group represents a rising cybersecurity threat. What sets this attack apart is the novel use of an operational technology, hack method. The Sandworm APT disrupted the power supply and caused substantial disturbance by aiming at crucial infrastructure systems, including those in the electric utility. It's critical to recognize that this cyber attack took place amidst escalated tension between Ukraine and Russia, which was further intensified by a flurry of missile strikes by the Russian military. The simultaneity and nature of the attack indicate a synchronized effort to exploit flaws and destabilize crucial infrastructure. The repercussions of such cyber attacks can be severe, impacting a nation's economy and security and even posing threats to civilian life. This incident underscores the vital importance of solid cybersecurity measures and the call for international collaboration to combat these escalating threats. Do stay in tune with Mandiant News for further updates on this unfolding situation and other advancements in the cybersecurity world. In recent SentinelOne news, we highlight two significant advancements in app security. Firstly, we have successfully partnered with Snyk to deliver comprehensive app security. This collaboration seeks to elevate security measures by correlating cloud runtime threat detections with vulnerabilities in container images, consequently enhancing application protection against potential risks. Furthermore, SentinelOne has integrated its Cloud Workload Protection Platform, CWPP, with Snipe Container to improve cloud threat detection and expedite issue resolution. Merging the capacities of these two platforms will empower users to effectively safeguard their cloud workloads and swiftly address any security vulnerabilities. In addition to these collaborations, SentinelOne has broadened its influences through the strategic acquisition of the cybersecurity consulting firm Krebs Stamos Group. This has resulted in the formation of a new entity, PinnacleOne Strategic Advisory Group. Through this acquisition, SentinelOne aims to bolster its cybersecurity knowledge and provide extensive consulting services to its clients. These developments underscore SentinelOne's commitment to delivering holistic and proficient app security solutions. Through partnerships, integrations, and acquisitions, we continue to expand our capabilities to provide a comprehensive suite of services, ensuring we remain at the forefront of the ever-evolving cybersecurity landscape. Stay connected for more updates on our exciting advancements in app security. Poloniex, a leading cryptocurrency exchange, has recently suffered multiple security breaches. An exploit led to a striking loss of $100 million, and another incident saw their hot wallet being targeted, resulting in $114 million stolen. Moreover, the respected blockchain security company, PeckShield, reported suspicious activity on the Poloniex wallet that could potentially translate to a loss of an additional $60 million. In response to this, Poloniex announced a 5% bounty to anyone who can contribute to the recovery efforts of the lost funds. Added to that, Justin Sun, the prominent founder of Tron and BitTorrent, has committed his support in reclaiming the stolen funds. These incidents highlight the persistent security challenges faced by cryptocurrency exchanges and the need for stringent security measures in the digital asset sector. As the situation evolves, we will continue to monitor and promptly inform you of any new developments related to Poloniex and other cryptocurrency exchanges. The cybersecurity community has raised concerns over the recent incident where the Sandworm Group, reportedly backed by Russia, successfully disrupted Ukraine's power grid amidst a missile strike. This not only highlights the increasing sophistication of cyber attacks, particularly during military conflicts or periods of high tension, but also underscores potential vulnerabilities in critical infrastructures. Particularly worrying is the use of novel operational technology, OT, techniques by the Sandworm Group in their attack, signifying a notable advancement in Russia's offensive OT arsenal. This development has potential serious implications not only for Ukraine's defense capabilities but also for other nations. Reports from Google's Mandiant revealed the method employed by the Sandworm hackers in the attack, demonstrating the sophistication and inventiveness of their techniques. This incident acts as a stark reminder of the escalating role of cyber warfare, underscoring the necessity for rigorous defense mechanisms to safeguard critical infrastructures. This development will likely be closely watched by the global community, as it brings to light the growing significance of addressing cyber threats within the context of geopolitical tensions. In recent SysAid news, there have been reports of the CL0P ransomware group exploiting a zero-day flaw in the SysAid software. This follows their previous exploitation of an issue in the MoveIt file transfer system. The same group, suspected to be connected to the attack on MoveIt transfer, has been dynamically exploiting a weakness in the SysAid IT support software. A related report from Microsoft indicates that a Russian ransomware gang, also believed to be connected to the CL0P ransomware group, linked to the Lace Tempest group by Microsoft, is exploiting the same flaw in SysAid. This underscores the critical need for keeping software systems updated and patched. The intentions of these attacks seem to be gaining access to corporate servers, data theft, and deploying ransomware. SysAid has subsequently issued an advisory to its clients about the exploitation of the zero-day flaw by these ransomware groups. The company urges its users to apply the necessary updates to curb the threat. This flaw is being significantly utilized by different threat actors, including the Lace Tempest group, known for exploiting similar vulnerabilities in other software. The Ukraine's power system has been another target of cyberattacks, this time from Russia's Sandworm gang, underlining the essential need for regular software updates to ward off cyberattacks. Organizations using SysAid IT service management software are advised to remain vigilant, keep their systems up to date, and stay informed about potential vulnerabilities to mitigate any security risks. Such measures showcase the serious capabilities of ransomware affiliates and stress the importance of a robust approach to cybersecurity. Thank you for joining us on this episode discussing the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, emphasizing the importance of staying safe online and being vigilant in protecting our digital lives.